hey, if it's the holiday season, one of the anchors of the holiday season is the great Christmas concerts done by Conbrio. It's the Shoreline's renowned all audition chorus. It's been around for, I think, close to 20 years, and we've got two of the members. We have Peter Amos here and Amy Winchell, and guys, welcome to ICRV Radio.
Thank you for having us.
So, yeah, tell us, you got to speak into the microphones. To tell us a little bit about Conbrio and a little bit about the Christmas concert that's you got a couple of them coming up just in the weeks ahead.
We sure have, and thank you for that introduction. We started this chorus actually 19 years ago. We're coming up to our 20th anniversary. I had the honor to be one of the founder members, and ever since we began, we have run this Christmas concert series. In fact, due to popular demand, we actually have to put on two shows now, on Friday evening and on Sunday afternoon. And though we're not affiliated with any church, it's not a religious group, most of this music comes from the extraordinary repertoire that the composers over the years have written in commemoration of Christmas, and this concert's no exception from that. We have a terrific variety of music, including some carols that the audience can take part in, which is always a high spot for many people.
And so give us a little bit of background. How did it all get started?
Well, a bunch of us just wanted to sing great music.
simple as that.
Yeah, simple. And we kind of looked around and found some good friends, and we discussed it with some notable people in this area. James Sinclair, who's the conductor of Orchestra New England, and Dr. Peter Bagley, a professor of conducting from UConn. And we took advice from both of those fine gentlemen, and they gave us a few hints and road signs, and that's how we started. We were fortunate to find Dr. Stephen Bruce as our first, and in fact only conductor. He's been our music director
the whole time. Wow.
And he's a terrific guy, and we just love working under his baton.
Does he live in the area?
He actually lives over in Groton.
Oh, okay.
But he works at Old Saybrook.
All right. Well,
and I found it interesting when you were talking about the triangle that ICRV is trying to reach. We actually have members from all points of that triangle and everywhere in between. So we're a pretty widespread membership.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is we're all willing to drive 20, 25 minutes for a fine dining destination or to see a gallery or an exhibit or a concert. It's one of those things where we kind of say on our air that not one town has everything, but it's the bundle of towns that has everything and more, as evidence with you guys. I mean, if it's the bundle that's kind of celebrated in your membership. So how many singers will actually be participating and be on stage at the same time?
We'll have about 65
wow.
singers. Yep, absolutely. And a full orchestra. Full professional orchestra and three terrific professional soloists, local people as well. A wonderful soprano, Jūratė Svidaitė, who is from Lithuania originally, but she now is assistant professor of voice at Connecticut College.
I tell you what, what we try to do here at ICRV Radio is to kind of give people just a sampling of what they might be able to expect. And this is public domain stuff, so we can play it. Our first piece is a Mozart Requiem. Do you want to give us a little background on this?
Yeah, last year we did some snippets from movies where classical choral pieces had been featured. And this is the Dies Irae from the famous Mozart Requiem. This is the short part of the Latin Mass talking about the Day of Judgment, Day of Wrath, and it's very dramatic music.
All right, well, let's get to it. Here's Conbrio and Dies Irae?
Dies Irae.
Dies Irae. I'm getting
you
there, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. I got to tell you, we just got a note from a friend of ICRV Radio's who's getting a start to his day in a different time zone and said, what an epic way to start my day. You guys got the heart pumping already. He hadn't even made it to the gym yet. Wow. You sing a piece like that, you got to have a lot of adrenaline going, right? It's got to be magical for you guys.
Very exciting.
That's why we sing. It's body, mind, and spirit all wrapped up in one. It's fantastic.
And it's just, I mean, I like to say that the audience feeds off of you, but I think you guys kind of feed off of the audience as well, right?
We sure do. We have a full packed house and they're on the edge of their seats, and it's just so great to sing to that type of responsive audience. They're friends and neighbors, and we have a loyal following, and we're so glad of that.
Okay, so give us let's run down the details of the two concerts, but also destinations where people can find out about you and get more engaged with your group.
Well, the absolutely best place to go is to our website, www.conbrio.org, C-O-N-B-R-I-O, conbrio.org. And that has full details about upcoming concerts, complete listing of past concerts. There's some downloadable MP3s and also how you buy tickets. Our concerts are at Christ the King Church in Old Lyme, which is a beautiful place to sing. And we're very grateful to the...
That's a lovely place to sing.
Wonderful. It's a terrific place. We're very grateful to Father Ash for permission to sing there, and Bill Thomas, the director of music, who's terribly supportive. So that's our venue, and folks can call in and buy tickets from 860-526-5399. That's 526-5399.
Well, I got to tell you, man, this is exciting. Now, you do the holiday concerts. Are there concerts through the course of the year?
We also do a spring concert. That's just one Sunday afternoon. But also, it's a very nice way to start the spring season, and it's a different kind of music. You know, Christmas music is exciting and very focused on the Christmas event, but spring is more of what Conbrio is about. You know, with lightness of heart and moving forward with that.
What is Conbrio actually?
It's an Italian musical term. It means with energy.
Ah, I like that.
And excitement. The spring concert is very exciting because we're going off to Portugal and Spain directly afterwards on a concert tour. So the spring concert will preview some of the pieces we'll be taking to Europe. And the other unique thing about the spring concert is we have a special guest concert pianist, Miss Mihei Lee, who's the artistic director of Essex Winter Series and a renowned classical pianist. And she'll be performing with us the Beethoven Choral Fantasia, which has a large piano part. And we've asked her to join us, and we're just delighted that the two organizations are getting together in this way.
All right, so guys, we know that the musicians supporting you are professional.
Correct.
And we know that the soloists are professional, but everybody else are what we would call amateurs, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
But this is auditioned, meaning that you're trying out for it. Are you looking for new members of the community?
Yes, we're always looking. We have auditions twice a year at the beginning of each semester, and folks go on our website. They're very painless, not scary auditions, but we're looking for basic music.
They're always scary. Come on, it's like radio. It's the first time in here, everybody's all nervous, but you guys are doing great. But I'm telling you, most people are a little nervous. So any audition is difficult, but...
Well,
I actually thought about joining for several years, and I have to say the audition process made me think twice, but my best friend from high school is now on the board of directors, and she and I got together this summer, and she was telling me about this great group, and she said the audition is really not that scary, so I, you know, bit the bullet and went for it. It wasn't that scary. It actually was a good and it was a good audition. You know, they really want to just make sure that you can carry a tune, can read music to some degree. And they want to figure out what range you're in. But I made it, so.
and Peter, this is a great way for you guys to exercise your passion, but it's also it's great to be part of a small community of people with a shared interest, yeah?
Well, that's what we love so much about this triangle, which is your area for ICRV. This is such a rich tapestry of music and the arts. It's incredible, considering it's not a city, but we have so much going on. It's a terrific place to live. And we're grateful to the local residents and citizens who support all these groups.
You know, what's really interesting is we live in an area that's you know, depending upon where in the triangle, you're pretty much equally far away from New York as you are Boston. We're sandwiched in between two major markets. But so people think, oh, it's cool. We can if we want to go to a museum, we can get into New York. But you know, there's so much here, and that's really why we created ICRV Radio is to truly to acknowledge, embrace, and thump on our chest for, hey, you don't have to go anywhere. It's right here, and you guys are a perfect example. I'm so glad, Amy, that you popped a note to us and said, hey, FYI, guys, we've been around for a while. You know, I did not know. I'm grateful that we can, showcase and turn up the volume, as it were, on your concert series and on your group, but also to be able to acknowledge the fact that 19 years and counting, and this is fantastic. How about we take a little try on one more public domain track that gives people a little taste. What do we have here, Peter?
This is the famous spiritual Ride the Chariot, and we performed this in the spring, and we were delighted that Patricia Schumann, the well-known soprano opera singer who lives in Essex, came and performed with us, and you'll hear her magnificent voice rising above the whole chorus. It's very exciting and electric.
Here you go, it's Con Brio. You took us to church on that one. I love that. That'll get you going. Mm-hmm. You have people chiming in and raising the hands and all that stuff?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's got to be an awful lot of fun. I tell you, that's great. All right, so give us your favorite part of the Christmas concert. What's your personal favorites?
Oh, it's hard to pick a favorite. It's pretty varied, and there's bits of everything that would be my favorite.
The main piece we're doing is a piece called Hodier, which means today, by the famous English composer, Dr. Ralph Vaughan Williams, written at the end of his life, and it's a quite extraordinary recreation of the Christmas story. in music. And I think that is extremely moving, very powerful, in a modern metaphor with quite modern harmonies and rhythms. Very complicated piece.
You know, this is a great thing to take the family to. Kind of, it's one of those things. There's a great organization over in Old Lyme, Musical Masterworks.
Absolutely.
They do phenomenal stuff. And, you know, one of the things that they do is kind of carry on, you know, the chamber music for next generation enthusiasts. You know, it's a great way to do something family oriented for the holidays that just might light a fire, you know, for an appreciation for an art form that needs to be embraced.
And there's something about being there, you know, feeling the energy in the room and getting the adrenaline rush. You know, it's different from listening, I'm sorry, on the radio.
No. Truth be told, absolutely, which is why, you know, to be honest with you, we have the tiny house that we can go on location and we record remotely on certain things because sometimes you actually have to be in the venue. And in this specific instance at the church, Are you kidding me? I mean, good bones. If you got out of the dictionary and look up the phrase good bones, it'd be a picture of the church.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
And the sound, it's got to be an honor to sing in a venue like that.
It really
absolutely is.
Yes.
So, okay, give us, Amy, the lowdown one more time. Let's make sure that we're turning up the volume on all the pieces of the two concerts and on making sure that we're in touch, sending people directly to Conbrio.
Okay, well, your best bet is to go to our website, www.conbrio.org. You can also call 860-526-5399. We have concerts on Friday night, the 11th, and Sunday, the 13th of December.
And the tickets can be purchased online. You have a student break for sure, and it's $30 for adults. But I would imagine that the bulk of these monies go to obviously pay for the professional musicians that are supporting you. And if there's anything left over, it actually might buy a snack on the airplane when you go over to Europe. Is that fair to say, Peter?
That would be wishful thinking.
At least an olive or something?
Maybe. I don't know which airline you fly.
So the spring concert, and then shortly thereafter, you're boarding an airplane and you're going to Europe. And how many venues will you play there? And how long did it take you to get booked? And is this an annual thing that you guys do, a trip abroad?
Well, this is our sixth European concert series, and we do them alternate years. It's a little too much to do every year. Yeah. People don't have the time. But we're starting in Lisbon, Portugal, and working our way up through Portugal, over the mountains and into Spain and Madrid, where we finish in Madrid. And we'll be performing approximately six concerts. And they'll be in cathedrals and magnificent spaces, also with some local groups. And we'll be performing joint concerts, which are terrific fun, because typically the local group does part of the show. We do part of the show, and then we do part together. And the best part is we have a big old party together at the end and drink a lot of wine.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm
How
serious.
Great is that?
That's right.
Can I just carry your bags?
You sure can. You have to buy your own olive.
Yes. Yeah, I understand. This is absolutely great. How often do you guys get together and rehearse?
Every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock till 9:30. Steve is very, very good about, he's got the rehearsal times down to the minutes, how many minutes he wants to spend on working on each portion of each song. So we're in and out by 9:30.
Well, it's pretty special that you've had the benefit of his craft for as long as you've had. And, I mean, he's directed up and down the East Coast. I mean, this isn't his first rodeo.
No. And he's very good at working with us, too. He's, you know, he's never condescending.
Is he diplomatic?
Yeah, he's very diplomatic. If we would just look at him, he would have much less to say.
Well, this is tough because you guys are actually, you know, you're offering a professional sound without being able to have the, you know, the professional aspect to it, because you all have day jobs and you got to do your thing. You all have family demands, and especially the more and more difficult during the holiday season. So my guess is, I'm just saying, because My guess is that when you get to rehearsal, it's kind of fun to leave all that stuff behind, and you kind of take shelter in being out with people you enjoy hanging with for a couple hours.
Yeah, it really, it's wonderful.
It's a great tonic. If you've had a rough day in the office, it washes all that away and cleanses your brain, I can assure you.
Well, this is going to be magical, and you guys, it's so great to have met you and to be able to, like we do, you know, turn up the volume on people with passion doing great, great things. This is a staple in our area for the holiday season. There are two performances, and you know, this is a great way for you guys to really do something that truly says holiday with every fiber and every voice in the whole chorus of nearly 70 members, and at a great venue, a great destination, and people really committed and wanting to really celebrate the true Christmas spirit. So this is fantastic, guys. Thanks so much for being part of ICRV. Can you guys do us a favor, and can we come back previous to the spring concert, and can we come back and spend some time, and maybe we can, you know, we got some microphones here. I'm just saying, you know. come on. We don't quite have the bones like the church, but we'll definitely have you guys come in, and we'll promote the spring concert and bid you you know, a great send off as you head on to Europe. Peter Amos and Amy Winchell, thanks so much for being part of ICRV Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to ICRV Radio, the stream feeding the River Valley. We got more to cover right after this.
We love how ICRV